You have to take a two-lane country road to get to Compassionate Cultivation's dispensary. It sits in the back of an industrial park, the last stop past a string of white aluminum siding buildings. It's the type of business you wouldn't notice unless you were actively searching for it. Past the front doors, the dispensary's consultation room resembles a doctor's waiting room. Here, starting in January, CEO Morris Denton says patients will be able to inquire about how their CBD medication works or the strain being recommended by their doctor.
We'll have therapists on staff here to help provide counseling to the patients as they come in. We'll have different forms of medication that will be available. We'll utilize a couple of different strains and a couple of different products per strain in order to create the right kind of medication that can have the best impact on that patient.
A few security doors away, in the back of the building, is Compassionate Cultivation's Grow Lab, a series of sanitized rooms where rows and rows of marijuana plants are grown under controlled lights and fans. This is also where the company extracts CBD oil, the only legal element of the plant in Texas. Outside, before the dedication ceremony starts, about 24 people mingle and eat barbecue. They don't look like who you would think would show up to celebrate a cannabis business's opening, like Terry Carricker, a mom from Austin.
About 5 years ago, we became felons in the state of Texas. conservative Christian mom, but we had friends who had a relative in a legal state. He had a dispense grow license, and he actually made product for us.
Carricker's 15-year-old daughter, Catherine, was diagnosed with intractable epilepsy at 3 years old. It is the one condition the state of Texas will allow doctors to prescribe CBD oil for. Carricker says her daughter can have as many as 6 to 8 seizures in a night, but when they began giving Catherine illegal cannabis oil brought in from Colorado, she was seizure-free for days. That was enough to convince Carricker to add her daughter to the state's CBD oil registry and find a doctor in the state willing to prescribe it as soon as possible. Dr. Karen Keough is one of those Texas neurologists who treats epilepsy and is willing to prescribe CBD oil to patients she believes it might help.
I can tell you that if you do epilepsy for a living, the patients are asking you about it every day. Every neurologist in this state is getting conversation about this every day, and they have been for years. I think everyone must have some level of awareness of it, but there's a different level of comfort.
According to the state, only 7 of Texas's estimated 400 neurologists have signed up as registered CBD oil prescribers. While CBD oil is legal in Texas, it is not at the federal level because it's derived from the same marijuana plant that produces THC, the substance that gets you high. Because of that, Keough says many Texas doctors still fear that they could lose their federal license to prescribe medications if they prescribe the oil.
From my perspective, the alternative is what happens in other states where the doctors say, okay, you have an eligible condition. Now go across the street and ask the guy in the cannabis shop what to take and how to take it. If nobody's after that guy across the street, why would they come after me?
Keough believes more doctors will register with the state once Texas dispensaries start selling the oil in early 2018. Terry Carricker is just ecstatic her doctor was willing to make it available for her daughter, Catherine.
This is it's very emotional to think that finally in our own state, you know, without worrying about legal issues, we may be able to give our daughter what she needs.
The owners of Compassionate Cultivation estimate they will produce their first batch of oil from the marijuana plants they're growing in either January or early February. For the Texas Standard, I'm Ryan Poppy.